stalled the mass tourist trade of the 1970s. By 1990, he was the richest ex-Marxist on the island. My friend Liv Terrace bought two old 10,000-ton steamers and went to sea again. We are at last building a house for our grandchildren on Flora's beachfront field. No one on Ios wears Turkish trousers. The bus runs from the port to Milapota every half hour. There is almost no pumice stone left on the beach. Greece is bust, so they say. But that doesn't mean it's not immeasurably rich.
The essay was written and presented by Frederick Raphael. The producer was Joe Wheeler, and it was a Freewheel production for BBC Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Ya da tajruwa ma فلترهم يا دا تجلو وما الناس الخير انتمي دوا تملا تفلس تنجري ولا ما تنفع تمي دوا يا ما تنفع تمي دوا تمي دي وانا ورحة تفلس امي دي وانا ورحة تفلس
A great live feel to that. We start out tonight deep in the Sahara in an animal skin tent under the stars that served as recording studio for Niger's Etran Finatawa, a union of two nomadic peoples, Tuareg and Wodabi, whose message is strength in unity. That was Matinfa, What Is This For?, the first track on their new album, The Sahara Sessions. And the answer becomes apparent as you listen through, as they speak out against problems of division, such as are at the root of the troubles in neighbouring Mali, for instance, over the past couple of years. Etran Finatawa's new album is released next week, and they have an English tour with one Welsh date in Anglesey, starting in Southampton on the 7th of June, finishing up in London as part of Celebrating Sanctuary on the 16th. Welcome to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. Tonight's studio session features a songwriter with a real way with words and an ability to look at the world from a somewhat different angle. Blue-collar Chicago and a world of possibilities that arose from encountering Woody Guthrie songs, all part of the makeup of Al Scorch and the Country Soul Ensemble. And there are also album tracks from Spider John Coroner, Femi Kuti, and some more from the gloriously wacky alt-rock Chinese opera blend that is Dawang Gang. But we're going to stay in the desert just now for this next album. There's something very special about family making music together, of course, and especially between parent and child. And that's exactly what we have here. Malian Ngoni player Baba Sisoko belongs to a dynasty of musicians, his music given to him by dint of birth. And this recording he made with his mother, Jelima Damba Koroba, he says it brings him close, not just to her, but to his father and grandfather, no longer with them. About to go back into the studio with my own mam, I can completely understand this one.
Go there. banate
nini yoro fora bene hakili dik lega flatte una andeka parakati
nya gani gube mana ni banate
jalo di jagi de sribe ngana ni sangare buguturu ani bugutense sribe
gani gube mana.
Moderna no e jibi jibi jawara ni euro bena hagli jigi jamangle moderna no e bie jawara yi sumana jawara tuake jawara gonga hamadi
de mana ni banate
ala kana mbade al islam no bena jibi kisi bana juni la babu tuma ode jal baba jibi makai Boto kala ninga somono ke mundaga menta general
fa de lugute mana ni banate
mani fi ipol na to so e boli ki pro flata ma bi daka bulu ma dai dai
lugute mana ni sinate
tu po je buna ada madela ni la bambo tu ni bana tu ala ka bela je le ki so ma je tu au so ma de so ma ma bi paro chamana nyana fimila
mana je yo gajugute mana jugute mana tinyo gajugute mana ni banate
ni yetie mambe dongile la o nere wolo bae no e jalima damba yi jalima damba bora jona we jalima kasi so we jalima baba si so we jigi si so we jibe si so sira kumba de jicho damba de amande Mande, ekoto di. Namu.
That's how we see
corruption, suppression.
That's how we see
corruption.
I think that at 50 years old, you're allowed to be your own man. Another great musical dynasty, of course, a son of Afrobeat's creator, Femi Kuti, has his own voice, though. But you don't give up your family ties so easily. And as part of the gigging around the new album, No Place for My Dream, he brought Fela's legendary Shrine Club to London a couple of weeks ago, transforming Coco for one night only. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, where we'll be hearing shortly from the session recorded for tonight's show with Chicago songwriter Al Scorch and his band. They were in very fine form when they came into Broadcasting House a few weeks ago. Great crack and good songs from a different angle. Well worth staying with us here on BBC Radio 3. Now, some of you will remember the wonderful and sadly one-off album by the voice of the Garifuna people, Andy Palacio, who died really before he was able to realise the success promised by that wonderful recording, Watina. A vital partner in the album was producer Ivan Duran, and he's teamed up now with exiled Trinidadian Drew Gonsalves to create and produce an album with political punch and wicked wit in equal measure. Gonsalves Cobo Town, taking its name from the reputed birthplace of Calypso, has created a fabulous mishmash of exile nostalgia and rocky attitude in Jumbie in the Jukebox. And that is indeed what it sounds like, a Trinidadian spirit wreaking mischievous havoc on the music and passing sharp comment with a grin. Like this one, Joe the Paranoiac, the poor man reduced to complete stasis under the stresses of the 21st century.
Come let me tell you about my friend Joe. He spends all day sitting by the radio. Tell him to come out, but he won't go. He only waiting for the bomb to blow. He said some weapons missing and they don't know where they went. And one of them might be nuclear. And unconfirmed reports have confirmed this fact, that today is the day something go happen. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling. Gong along, shout it round the town. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, your head is siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling. Dong along, shout it around. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down. They have a satellite watching above his head. Camera set up by his bed. When he talks on the phone, they know what he said. You feel all this would have the man upset. But he says this he happily enjoys. Nothing else will help him to sleep secure. And the whole while he's feeling reassured that Joe is mistaking the disease for the cure. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, you hear the siren sing. Run for cover, the walls are tumbling. Dong along, shout it down the town. The ground is shaking and the sky is falling down. Ring-a-ling, Joe would have felt a fool when the bomb he found was just a plumber's tool. When the noise in the night was the neighbor mule, the training camp he reported was a Sunday school. When the anthrax he took down to the police, the not to be a whole hunk of moldy cheese. They think this would put him on minor teeth, but he could smell a dirty bomb in a plate of rice and peas. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, your head is siren sing. Run back, run back.
Nada parece lo que se ve. Los perros ahora maullan, bailando zambas de Jerez. En la ciudad de los gatos negros, el egoísta todo lo da. Y el carnicero vende sardinas, y los aviones van por el mar. Y es lo que tiene tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos y pintar. Porque llora el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño que no quiere entender. Los gatos negros, el que llora ríe a la vez, y el que canta su mal no espanta, y el que gana vuelve a perder. En la ciudad de los gatos negros, los marineros van a cazar, le dan al agua con gaseosa y encierran su libertad. Y es lo que tiene tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos. Porque llora el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño que lo quiere entender.
Dale la vuelta y gíralo, que lo que parezca solo sea efímero. Dale la vuelta y vívelo, hazlo tu manera para que te sea cómodo. Somos lo que somos, sí, pero no siempre. Todo lo que andemos no será tan elocuente. Lo que somos, sí, y solo a veces. No dejes que te lo cuente.
Y es lo que tiene tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos y pintar sin un pincel. El que calma la rabia con fuego, el que ríe porque llora, el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño que lo quiere entender.
Catalonian party band La Pegatina, turning the world upside down in the City of the Black Cats from their album Eureka. And they'll be joining us at WOMAD this summer on the Radio 3 stage. I'll let you know about some other of the great acts we have lined up in our bijou but always classy stage there over the coming weeks. The guests in mind now, though, are a Chicago band who visited Broadcasting House a couple of weeks ago while they were on tour in the UK. Al Scorch and the Country Soul Ensemble play Al's songs of keen observation and empathy with ordinary folk and their lives, and they were just a delight to have in the studio. They started out full throttle with Board Up the Windows.
Board up the windows, board up this whole town. Developers are coming, don't turn your life around. If you do not settle them, they'll just burn it down. Fight out for money, for pennies on the pound. Gas can't match stick, they take it all the way. They might as well just stick your life to what you take your pay. Boom town, ghost town, what's in a name? There's nothing as good or bad when money's to be made. There's nothing as good or bad when money's to be made.
they're angry that the free clinic is gone. And the library's been packed in front of bed and moved along. Off to greener pastures where it stays like till dawn. Off to greener pastures where it stays like till dawn. Get gone!
Fantastic stuff from Al Scorch and the Country Soul Ensemble playing on World on 3 here in Broadcasting House in London. Al's very particular left field take on the world, especially on his hometown of Chicago, is the signature mark on the songs that appear on his album Tired Ghostly Town. And he's here with me now. He's gravitated across the studio. I get the feeling, Al, that you might be a rather dangerous person to spend time in company with, because your observations are there all the time. It's like you're noticing little parts of the world, little things going on around you all the time.
Yeah, most people just say that I can't shut up, really. I guess what it is.
Is your relationship with your hometown, is it love or hate or a bit of both?
Yeah, there is a love hate, and it does go back to that observation of that observational quality, I guess I have, where I can't look at something and not think about the specifics of it and how it works and why it is a certain way. And, you know, I feel like everything can be changed for the better, typically, in humanity.
I've read and listened to you describing the town as being like the yin and yang without the dots. Is there that clear of a division between communities and between haves and have-nots? And what is Chicago like today?
In a lot of cases, there's some very real physical geographical borders, you know, expressways and railroad tracks and stuff like that, you know. And then there's more just kind of things that are soaked into the culture.
And it does have a very visceral history going back into gangs and prohibition and
back before that, the Haymarket riot and all the, you know, the labor movement that started there.
But also a very mobile population, and I suppose that in terms of people arriving, and that contributes to one of your other passions, which is for where music comes from, for the roots and the history. There's a huge mixture happening in Illinois that comes from roots from elsewhere.
Absolutely, that is one of the most inspiring things about the city, is its diversity and the constant flow of people from different places in the world, and the things that they bring to the city and weave into the fabric of the city, which is kind of its history. You know, you can go back to the beginning of it, and there was an account in the 18th century when Chicago was kind of just this weird little, you know, spot on the map where this river came out of the lake where you could portage a canoe and get to the Mississippi River from the Great Lakes. And this very, you know, prim and proper kind of traveler fella from the East was in Chicago, and he wrote how strange it was that there are French people and Indians and black folks, you know, slaves, freed slaves, and Irishmen, and all these people there, and they were all dancing together. They were all in a roadhouse or a pub together, and he wrote about how strange that was. And it's like, well, going back to the beginning of the city, that's what makes it so beautiful. So you have all of these cultural influences.
So where did you go searching when you were looking for music as you were evolving as your own writer, your own performer?
Well, I guess it started with listening to a bunch of music in my house. As a kid, my dad would play the piano, play lots of Chopin and and Bartok and stuff like that, and Franz Liszt, and so you have all these Eastern European folk melodies in the classical music, and we listen to loads of Irish song and Clancy Brothers kind of stuff around the house too. So that's where I figured out that you should just sing as loud as you possibly can all of the time. That's definitely a trait I inherited from my Irish American heritage. And then when I was about 13 or 14, I got the Moses Ash Woody Guthrie collection on Smithsonian Folkways, the volume 1 through 4. And it just, you know, proceeded to peel my lid back, as they say. It blew my mind. And I listened to that, listened to those four CDs for about, you know, 7 years straight. And so that's where a lot of, I guess, the writing came from, was from those three influences. And then I got into punk and stuff like that when I was 17 or 18.
Well, you can definitely see those connections in terms of, I suppose, just commenting on the world around you and how things are. And this next song as well that we're going to hear from you, this I will fully admit is my favourite song on the whole album, just because it seems to say it all. Can you tell us a little bit, just set the scene for folks that don't know it?
The next song that we're doing is Working Dream. I was working at a factory for a while, and it was just kind of soul crushing, you know, just watching all the people there who, you know, have been there for 30 or 40 years, and, you know, their bodies are crippled and they haven't spent a day of their lives doing anything that they wanted to do. So I kind of just rolled that around in my head for a couple years, and finally this song came out of it one day.
I'm very glad it did. Let's hear it. Okay.
The money isn't right, and if there ever comes a great reckoning of the world to burn a dollar at a time.
Real life oozing out of Al Scorch's songs. And there's more from him and the Country Soul Ensemble later on in tonight's World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. This next singer shares with Al a musical style that knows its roots without being tied down by them. Una Catalina Chitu has released an album on Asphalt Tango with the label celebrating a golden age of Romanian music through yet another facet of the musical prism. Una is marking the centenary of an extrovert, individualistic diva, Maria Tănase, adored in pre-Second World War Romania. As Tănase was surrounded by folk songs from all over the country, sung to her by women in her father's flower shop as she grew up, so Una would visit an aunt in her Bucharest lottery shop, listening to stories and old records of Tănase and her ilk. These days she lives in Berlin, and she and her band have created a tribute album absolutely in keeping with the spirit of the singer and her songs, but with their own twist and reworkings of the songs and arrangements, approaching some of them from quite extraordinary angles, like this one, Roma La Tăresca, Western swing style in Lunca Lunca. I sold my silver shod horse for a lover not worth a dime.
Lungă, lungă, multe șlungă, și n-am cal bun să te ajungă. Lungă, lungă, multe șlungă, potcoave de argint, și l-am vândut potcovi cu potcoave de argint. Of, of, nu s-a pomenit nici când. Of, of, nici în cer, nici pe pământ.
cu strahu, l-am vândut pentru un pustiu de iubit. Of, of, că iubitul-i lucru mare. Of, of, hai nu stă tihnă la mâncare. Of, of, nu stă tihnă la mâncare.
Una Catalina Chitu's exuberant tribute to Maria Tamaze was first there, redolent of a bygone era of Romanian music, and that album, as I said, out on Asphalt Tango. And it was followed by Edinburgh-based guitarist Simon Thacker's debut release out this week from his Svarakanti ensemble, regular collaborators singer Japjit Kaur, violinist Jackie Shave and tabla player Sarvar Sabri, merging Indian and Western music in several new works from Indian and US composers and from Simon himself, who reworked that Punjabi folk song, Chava Gun Chuk Ke, originally sung by the Punjabi nightingale Surinder Kaur. I lifted my veil and danced till I set fire to the waters last night. Hot stuff. You can hear a solo set from Simon, incidentally, at the Edinburgh Guitar Festival at the Corn Exchange on Monday, the 27th of this month. And let's head east in the subcontinent to Bengal and a fascinating collection of mystic songs from the spiritual Baal Fakirs, Gosto Lila songs, which are concerned with Krishna's childhood occupation of tending cattle. The songs recorded here form question and answer conversations between the cowherds and Ma Yashoda, Krishna's mother, asking her to let him come with them to herd the cows, although she's none too keen, being concerned for the young Krishna's safety. Three singers from the same lineage feature on this recording, made in a mud and thatch house in a Bangladeshi village. We're going to hear Noor Alam Khan, whose overall spiritual influences are revealed in an equal repertoire of Baal Fakir and devotional Qawwali songs.
মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো যার বিজন বনে রাখাল গনে যার বিজন বনে রাখাল গনে হাতে পাচনি গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো যার বিজন বনে রাখাল গনে বিজন বনে রাখাল গনে হাতে পাচনি গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই থাকিলে ভয় করি না কালে কালে মা গো নাই সঙ্গে থাকিলে ভয় করি না কালে কালে মা গো নিবিড় কাননে গিয়ে নিবিড় কাননে গিয়ে ধেনু লয়ে ফিরি গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো হে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো না শুনে বিনোদ বেনু জড়ে না গো যত ধেনু মা শুনে বিনোদ বেনু চরে না কো যত ধেনু মা গো তিহি না দিখাই না তারা তিহি না দিখাই না তারা গোপালের বিনে গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গোচারণে যাই গো নাইকে নিয়ে সাথে সুখে থাকি মাঠে ঘাটে মা গো ভাই কানাইকে নিয়ে সাথে সুখে থাকি মাঠে ঘাটে মা গো খিহির সর দে মা বেন্দে খিহির সর দে মা বেন্দে
করে গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গো চারণে যাই গো দে মা কৃষ্ণ গো চারণে যাই
修道尖的尖儿。
Another track from a striking album by Da Wang Gang, a collision of Chinese opera, alt-rock, folk song and the big imagination of singer Song Yuzhe, showcased in the album Huang Qiang Zuban, Wild Tune, Stray Rhythm. And that track was called Four Ways. The way, apparently, of a hive of bees, the rutting wild donkey, the scaly anteater and the ditzy badger. And yes, I'm no more enlightened than you, I suspect. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three, and it's time for more from our session from Chicagoan songwriter Al Scorch and his Country Soul Ensemble. They carried on here with a song that's a favourite of producer Roger Short and his own Ontario gal.
Stars and stripes and the maple jack, one for him and one for his wife. And after the heart attack, he still walked out and down the hill, and he gave that cord a tug. He was stars and stripes for his country, and maple leaf for the one he loved. And she's a strong-minded woman, Canadian pioneer stock. He was a city boy who loved his toys, and they spent their summer by the ferry dock in Wisconsin. And it reminds her of home, where hummingbirds feed and blue jays screech, just like Ontario. And the pushed along by that cruel old master time, she held him close and loved him dear as he slowly lost his mind. And then he passed on. In Chicago, Illinois, she was again a 19-year-old country girl in love with a city boy. And he still sleeps beside her. It's strange, but it feels the same. When she stops breathing in her sleep, she swears he calls her name.
It's hard to listen to that one. Two Flags from Al Scorch and the Country Soul Ensemble, my session guests on World on Three here in the Broadcasting House studios. Now, Al, in my hometown of Glasgow, they'd say you have the audiences greeting-faced. I believe that the female element, and possibly a goodly number of the male element of the audience, you just have them reduced to tears with that one.
Yeah, it's a crier. Yeah, they are.
Are they a real couple, or is it like a lot of your songs? Is it a composite of people and thoughts and imagination?
This is pretty much my grandparents, actually. So pretty much every word, you know, that's their story, you know.
And he would raise the two.
Yeah, he'd walk down the hill. They lived on a lake, on part of Lake Michigan,
up in Wisconsin for a lot of the time. They would spend the year there, and they lived on a limestone beach, and there were some bluffs down the way, much like Ireland or Scotland, as you might imagine. Kind of looks like that. And yeah, there was a flagpole down on the, you know, down this big hill and on the lake shore. Yeah, there's a great big flagpole on it, and my grandfather would raise the American flag and the Canadian flag. And now that he's gone, they still raise the flags. So it's kind of the story, you know. And she, you know, she grew up in Ontario, and he grew up in Chicago. And he would go up to her family's fishing camp in Ontario, in rural Ontario, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, to fish for muskie. They met there, I think when they were, you know, 18 or 19, around there. And she eventually moved down to Chicago, and they got married and lived in the city ever since.
Together forever.
Together forever.
And for the last few weeks, while you've been on tour in Ireland and in the UK, your family have been the band around you. Do you want to introduce me to the other guys?
Oh, yeah, of course. Chris Castellon plays the percussion set. You can't see on the radio, but it's a suitcase and a snare drum, a small snare drum, and a small hi-hat cowbell in there too. And Charlie Malave plays upright bass. Those are my two fellow civic statesmen, both Chicagoans, both native Chicagoans, so to speak. And then Felipe Tobar, the fiddle player. Wonderful fiddle player. He has come to Chicago just recently in the last couple of years, and he's from Santiago in Chile.
And since we're talking about instruments and instruments with a bit of an interesting background, your guitar is genuinely your own.
Oh, yeah.
Made with your own fair hands.
Yeah, I did. I did make it.
Is this just a project for yourself, or is it something that you've done long term?
I went to a school for it. School did not work out for me very well. I can't sit still, and I have a huge mouth. can't not talk back to people who are telling me what to do.
That would endear you to any teaching staff.
You know, 10% of them, I would say. And the 10% of them that really matter, you know, like my 7th grade teacher who gave me her vinyl copy of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention freak out. One of the life changers. But yeah, I went to school for instrument repair and guitar building. It was about a year long program. It was a good excuse to go live up by the Mississippi River. It was in a little town in Minnesota, and again, beautiful bluffs along the river up there, and very relaxed small town life. It was good to get out of town for a little while. Then I came back to Chicago, as I will do.
I get the feeling that the macro doesn't particularly interest you. It doesn't surprise me then that you really like the concept of house concerts, which is something that is more and more becoming a popular thing over here. Tell us a little bit more about how it works over in the States, and is it as much of a phenomenon as we're led to believe over here?
You know, the way I came to playing music for other people was through punk shows, which have been for a long time held in, you know, non-traditional venues and houses, you know. Oh, there's been house shows for probably as long as there's been music, obviously, but in the punk tradition, you know, and when I started getting into it into, you know, the early 2000s, into the mid 2000s, around there, it was all house shows, because everyone can come out and it's all ages, and you know, it's non-discriminatory, and you know, it doesn't commodify the music, and it makes a real connection between the people who are playing the music and the people who are listening to the music. In that way, it is a lot like folk music, in that people are making their own music for other people in their community, and they're playing it in a non-commercial way. But it keeps the music more honest. You know, it makes the community stronger.
Well, yeah. Thank you for coming into our front room, Studio 80A. You're going to finish this session with a song that doesn't appear on Tired Ghostly Town. Is this a relatively new one?
Yeah, I wrote this one about last year or so. But yeah, we kind of snuck this one up on you guys.
Oh, this is good.
But it's called Love You 'Cause You're Perfect. And it's about people when they go away, when they leave your life, and when they leave life in general, the things you remember about them are perfect in a way. And you have this beautiful vision and memory of people that lives on forever, and you don't let it die. And they live on with you. So it's kind of about that.
Al, Chris, Charlie and Felipe, thank you so much for coming in. And let's listen to this then. Love you because you're perfect.
They climb so high, they fall so far, and it's always the good ones that die. And when they leave, it gets so damn dark, like the lights fell out of the sky. I wish heaven was a train we all could ride. Together forever, my dead friends and I, we would sing as we cross the great divide. I love you cause you're perfect, and the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we can be together again. I love you cause you're perfect, and the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we can be together again.
Brand new songs since the album came out. Thanks again to Al Scorch and the band. Mountain music meets the city in the album called Tired Ghostly Town. And looking ahead a couple of weeks to one of Lopa Katari's sessions coming up here on World on 3, she'll be joined by blues guitar legend Spider John Corner, revered by a celeb musician list from Bob Dylan to Bowie and the Beatles. A new album, Riley, called What's Left of Spider John, and that is Plenty by the evidence of the recording. It's out on Hornbeam Records, and I'll leave it to the man himself to introduce Good Time Charlie.
This is called Good Time Charlie. This is one of the first songs I made up in my life, and the first two verses were taken, stolen, shall we say, from another folk song, might have been Railroad Bill, but anyway, the rest of it I made up myself. And it was a long time ago.
I'ma get me a gun as long as my arm. Shoot every man, never done me harm. Good time, turn it back in town again. I got a 38 special on a 45 frame. How in the world can I miss if I got that aim? Good time, turn it back in town. Spend my money and I lost my honey. If I can't be happy, I'm gonna get funny. Good time, Charlie, back in town again. I'm going downtown to get a bottle of booze. Hey, I don't care what I do. Good time, Charlie, back in town again. Yeah. me now. Anything in the world gonna get me down. Good time, Charlie, back in town again. And don't you try to dance like Snake and Dave Ray, the last woman tried. Got 30 days, good time, Charlie, back in town. Smoking and drinking late at night. I wish I knew wrong from right. Good time, Charlie's back in town again. Here, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday again. Oh man, it's good time, Charlie.
Still sing of the mountain bed that we made of limbs and leaves. Do you still sigh there near the sky where the holly berry bleeds? You laughed as I covered you over with leaves, face, breast, hips and thighs. You smiled when I said the leaves were just the color of your eyes. Rosin smells and turpentine smells from eucalyptus and pine. The bitter tastes of twigs we chewed where tangled woodvines twine. The trees held us in on all four sides, so thick we could not see. I could not see any wrong in you, and you saw none in me. Arm was brown against the ground, and your cheek parted the sky. Your fingers played with grassy mosses, limber you did lie. Your stomach moved beneath your shirt, your knees were in the air. Your feet played games with mountain roots as you lay thinking there. Below us the trees grew clumps of trees, raised families of trees and they, as proud as we tossed their heads in the wind and flung good seeds away. The sun was hot and the sun was bright, down in the valley below, where people starved and hungry for life, so empty, come and go. There in the shade and hid from the sun, we freed our minds and learned. Our greatest reason for being here, our bodies moved and burned. There on our mountain bed of leaves, we learned life's reason why. The people live and laugh and dream, they fight and they hate to die. Well, the smell of your hair I know is still there, if most of our leaves are blown. A word still hang in the brush and the trees where singing seeds are sown. Your shape and form a dim but plain, there on our mountain bed. I know my life was brightest where you laughed and laid your head. I learned the reason why man must work and how to dream big dreams. to conquer time and space and fight the rivers and the seas. I stand here filled with my emptiness now and look out at city and land. And I know why farms and cities were built with hot, warm, nervous hands. And I've crossed many states just to stand here now, my face all hot with tears. I've crossed river and valley, desert and stream to bring my body here. My history and future blaze bright in me, and all my joy and pain go through my head on our mountain bed, or I smell your hair again. All this day long I'll linger here, and on in through the night. My greed desires, my cravings, hopes, my dreams inside me fight. My loneliness healed, my emptiness filled, I walk above all pain. Back to the breast of my woman and child to scatter my seeds again.
Ship rock the holy ring in the port of пишется story, не за землем. Но речь посла про коски, он вареге, турме саулом, как кевна гальеве, оро хаусе, ауни в ринюле, пишется story, не за землем.
A great bunch of lads we met during our recent trip to the Shetland Folk Festival. Ireland's rambling boys of pleasure. London Irishman Alan Burke leading the singing there with a song from the Mayo Galway region in praise of Saibh na Bhfrainneolla. You'll be able to hear more from them and a lot more from the festival in the coming weeks here on World on 3 and also on World Roots. Before that, another real rambling boy, Jez Hellard and the Jukala Orchestra, with a Woody Guthrie song, and they're playing again next weekend at the Small World Festival at Headcorn in Kent. Now, one of the great bands we met on my last outing for World Roots was over in Quebec, where we spent an evening in the heartland of traditional Québécois music and song, Joliette, in the company of De Temps en Temps, a trio with close connections with the legendary Bottine Souriante. They have their eye on the UK for future touring, so hopefully it won't be long before we can enjoy live some of the delights of their current album, like this bluesy version of Dominique à Marseille.
C'était Dominique à Marseille en revenant des offices de Noël.
C'était Dominique à Marseille en revenant des offices de Noël.
C'était en revenant des vêpres, quoi qu'il avait eu peur du prêtre. En ponçant la bouche à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
En ponçant la bouche à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
Il a tiré dans nos châssis parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Il a tiré dans nos châssis parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Arrête donc à courir vite, casse donc pas tous nos vitres. Pour que toi d'autant tu voudras, faudra toujours que tu nous payes ça. Pour
que toi d'autant tu voudras, faudra toujours que tu nous payes ça.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
C'était sur les morceaux de vitre qui étaient causés par Dominique, car il n'était pas trop content quand il regardait son talon.
Car il n'était pas trop content quand il regardait son talon.
Tu n'iras pas au paradis pour ça te casser nos châssis.
Tu n'iras pas au paradis pour ça te casser nos châssis.
Tu n'iras pas assez vite pour s'entrepasser tous nos vitres. Faudra-tu penser en plus qu'à toi pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir.
Faudra-tu penser en plus qu'à toi pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir.
Thank you.
De Temps en Temps and the Quebecois side of Canadian trad were followed by two visitors to the Shetland Folk Festival. First, fiddler, singer and sparky dancer April Virch from the Ottawa Valley with the traditional tune Jeff Sturgeon from her new album Bright Like Gold. Then we heard Cape Breton fiddler Chrissy Crowley from the band Coic, and that was from her new solo album Last Night's Fun, which also features fellow Coic members Darren McMullen and Jason Roach. And as I mentioned earlier, you'll be able to hear highlights from our trip to Shetland for World Roots coming up in June, and World on Three will also feature some intimate sessions recorded at the Festival Club in Lerwick. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy on World on Three, and I'm going to take two bites at the cherry with this next release, the latest from the most wonderful Soundwave recordings, classic, vintage, limited run singles from Kenya in the 70s and 80s. And first off, we're going to hear the Rift Valley Brothers and a Kikuyu language song of African pride, urging young Kenyans to look to their own heroes close to home, Mu-Africa.
Mu-Africa. More Africa, yeah, the more Africa, yeah, the more Africa. Where we more Africa, yeah, me. More Africa, where we more Africa, yeah, me. More Africa, Kenya and Kenya. Left the Valley Brothers, yeah. More Africa, left the Valley Brothers.
Tiase mungu mzimu atate gona ntongwe. Ambatambat ya senkobat ya semungu mzimu atate gona ntongoe. Ayaya, ni unwase utana unonde. Tambat ya senkobat ya semungu. Machapati gona ntongoe. Ayaya, ni unwase utana unonde. Tambat ya senkobat ya semungu. Holo gona tongoe, ayaya, ni unwase utana unonde. Tambati ya se kobati ya se mungwe. Machapati gona tongoe. Ayaya, ni unwase utana unode. Tambati ya senkobati ya semungu. Mholo gona tongoe. Ayaya, ni unwase utana unode. Tambati ya senkobati ya semungu.
Ngome yo Tom Kibi.
Jalan
Another track from Etran Finatawa's new album, recorded under the Saharan stars. That was Jojarere from the Sahara Sessions out on Riverboat Records. Before that, the sounds of club life in 1970s Nairobi and a chart topper for the Kenyan-Congolese blend of Nairobi Matata Jazz. And that features on Soundwave's new double album, Kenya Special. That's it for tonight. I'm going to leave you with something a little calmer to take you into through the night. I'm Mary Ann Kennedy. Thanks to Al Scorch and the Country Soul Ensemble for the session, Joanna Lee and producer Roger Short in the studio. Last up is a hymn to all those folk that make programmes like this one possible. Highland songwriter Duncan Overmeer from his debut album And For Those Who Sing. But first, a final fling from the Celtic Fiddle Festival. Ireland's Kevin Burke, Christian Lemaitre and Nicolas Kemener from Brittany joining De Temps en Temps' André Brunet in the trip to Darrow. Good night.
Thank you. sing to us so gently. We light a fire by the shore. Soak the ground around our feet. Watch the ash fall from the mountain. The sky that's streaked with lesser men. Forgotten vanity and virtue. We long for more.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Music for Piano Trio starts the programme today in a concert given in Warsaw in March 2012 by the Altenberg Trio from Vienna. Trios by Shostakovich and Ravel to come later, but they start with Beethoven. He chose the Piano Trio as the form that introduced him to the world, aged 25, when he published a set of three of them as his Opus 1. Haydn had put the piano trio on the musical map, and Beethoven's uneasy relationship with his ex-teacher probably explains why he only returned to the trio 13 years later in his Opus 70. This is the second of them in E-flat major. Thank you.